You're listening to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark in for Lester Graham. There's a lot of complaining these days that kids' sports are too expensive and too competitive. And in fact, kids are dropping out. Most sports are on the decline in the U.S. But a sport that is not losing players is hockey. It's one that's changed the way it trains young athletes. The approach has been so successful that the U.S. Olympic Committee recently adopted it. And the hockey club in Traverse City was a pioneer in the effort. Interlochen Public Radio's Peter Payette has more.
Kurt Fraze can remember exactly where he was when he realized something was wrong with youth hockey. He was at Center Ice in Traverse City coaching his son's team, kids ages 5 and 6.
And I was having them stop on a line. And no one could stop. Like, they could not stop.
Fraze says even the best player on the team couldn't stop. And they were getting ready for a game on a full-size rink, 200 feet of ice.
And the kids couldn't handle a puck, and they had no control on their skates. And I just thought, why are we doing this?
15 years later, Kurt Fraze says he understands why they were doing it. He says people want instant gratification. And for youth hockey, that meant parents expected to see their kids playing a game that looked like the one on TV.
And so what it is at that age, you got the two best kids from each team going up and down the ice, trading scoring chances, and the other eight kids on the ice are kind of just watching them, trying to be involved.
Come on, guys, find the net. Come on, go.
But because of people like Kurt Fraze, that's not what happens in many places where kids play hockey today. They play games on half the rink. George Atkinson is running a tournament at Center Ice in Traverse City. He's the president of the Michigan Amateur Hockey Association. He says kids learn to play hockey better in a smaller rink. Even those fast players, the ones that used to be able to break away and take all the shots.
Now it's much more congested. They have to learn how to control the puck, skate with the puck, work through traffic. All the things that if they're ever going to aspire to a high level of hockey, they're going to have to learn to be successful.
Hard.
Changes like this are not rocket science. In fact, they weren't even new ideas 15 years ago when Kurt Fraze started questioning how youth hockey was run. For instance, Fraze says back then, USA Hockey recommended that kids practice 3 times as much as they play in games. But he says almost nobody followed that advice.
At the time, the travel teams were playing more games than they were practicing, so it was flip-flopped.
Kurt Fraze began making changes in Traverse City with the teams he coached. For instance, his travel team practiced 4 times as much as they played in games and tournaments. But Fraze wasn't the only one thinking about all this a decade ago. Officials at USA Hockey were asking similar questions. Ken Martell has led a lot of the work there. Martell says at USA Hockey they were worried about a problem almost all sports have. Many players quit by age 12.
A lot will tell you they're not having fun. They're being overcoached. They are, you know, parents and, you know, too pushy, burned out on youth sport.
So in 2009, USA Hockey made a few changes, like putting games for 8 and under players on half ice. Ken Martell says people did not like it, and it's taken years to convince them that this is a better way.
You know what it is? It's just change. People don't like change. You know, someone that grew up playing a certain way, it's like, well, this is what I did when I grew up. It's good enough for me.
You know, when I played hockey, you know, we played on a full ice, obviously. It was much more game-oriented. It was much more about whether you win or lost. And I don't remember.
That's Andrew Hiss taking a phone call from his wife. He's at Center Ice watching the tournament. Hiss grew up in Maine and played hockey. Now his daughters play in Traverse City. He says club hockey here is not just different for the kids. Part of the change is about rewiring the expectations of parents.
You know, I was just having a conversation with one of the coaches about, well, what do I, how do I talk to my kid after a game or after a practice? And do I get on her about hustling more? Do I get on her about being aggressive more? And the coach said, well, no. Just say, ask her if she had fun.
Grand Traverse Hockey Association is one of 20 teams in the country to be named a model club by USA Hockey. And the change in the sport nationwide has been so profound that the U.S. Olympic Committee recently endorsed this approach and is using it to inspire change in other sports. Chris Snyder is the director of coaching for the Olympic Committee. Snyder says they want to keep kids playing.
The less athletes playing sports in the United States, the less athletes that have a chance to become Olympic caliber, which means we'll have less athletes on the podium. So that really stymies the Olympic Committee and something that where we see that we really need to find ways to help out.
Snyder says the USA hockey model sets a high standard for athletics.
And it's something that we feel every sport can really rally behind because it takes the research about how to keep kids in sports, how to make it developmentally appropriate, but also puts expectations on key outcomes.
Kirk Fraze says changing the culture of a sport is hard work. He faced a lot of opposition over the years and gets a little emotional when he remembers those days. Fraze was a semi-professional hockey player in Manitoba. But he says this wasn't about hockey. It was about helping kids.
And you never get an opportunity to be a child again. It wasn't about hockey itself. It was about how kids learn. And that's what drove me.
The U.S. Olympic Committee says more than 20 sports organizations have pledged to make similar changes in their sports. For Stateside, I'm Peter Payette in Interlochen, Michigan.